弟兄姊妹大家好。
Hi brothers and sisters，
今天有机会来到这里跟大家分享神的话语。
Thank God for this opportunity that I have to share God's word with you。
我上一次来这里跟大家分享的时候是在教会里面。
The last time I shared with you I was actually in, we were all in the church building together。
那今天的环境是有一点不一样。
Of course the circumstances today are a little different。
不过我相信神的话语还是同样的有能力的。
But I trust that God's word has the same power to work in us。
那我们先用一个祷告来开始。
Let's begin with a word of prayer。
我们的主，我们的神啊。
Our God, our Father。
我们谦卑地来到你的面前。
We come before you humbly。
求你使用仆人的口来宣讲神你的话语。
We pray that you use your servant's mouth to share your word。
也打开弟兄姊妹们的心来聆听神的话语。
And that you will open all of our hearts to listen to you。
祷告是奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
We pray all this in Jesus' name。
Amen。
Amen。
那我们今天是跟大家分享一个诗篇。
Today I'd like to share from a psalm。
是诗篇第九十篇。
It's Psalm 90。
这是一个诗篇，很多时候是用来在一个丧礼里面用的一个诗篇。
This psalm is often used in funerals。
因为它里面讲到人生里面的很多的限制。
Because this psalm bemoans a lot of limitations that we have in life。
可是其实当我们小心的去看的时候。
But if we look at it carefully。
我们看到这一个诗篇不单只是为那些已经离开的人写的。
We see that this psalm is not only good for the departed。
其实是对很多我们还活着的人还有很多的智慧。
It has a lot of wisdom for those of us who are still living。
这是一首哀歌。
This is a psalm of lament。
是讲到生命的困苦苦。
It talks about the difficulties and the toughness of life。
也讲到人的罪性。
It also talks about man's sinfulness。
可是这也是一首重新定位的一个诗歌。
It's also a psalm of reorientation。
因为我们可以看到这个诗人从一个无助的地方到最后看到人生的意义。
Because we see the psalmist move from a sense of helplessness to a place where he sees the meaning of life。
那这个诗人是谁呢？
Who is the psalmist?
这是摩西。
It is Moses。
其实诗篇里面总共有150个一首诗。
There are 150 psalms。
其实分成五个部分。
And it's divided into five books。
那我们现在这一首诗歌第九十篇是第四个部分的第一首。
Psalm 90 is the first psalm in book four。
那他们是说这个第四个部分呢？他们是什么时候去把只是诗篇组合起来的呢
？And when was book four compiled？
就是那个犹太人在流亡的时候。
It was. It said that it was compiled during the time of exile of the Israelites.
去到那个巴比伦帝国的时候。
When they were exiled in Babylon.
那个时候对他们来说是很困难的一个时候。
That was a difficult time for them.
他们有一些流离失所的感觉。
It was a sense of loss, a sense of their home being ransacked.
所以他们是希望用这一些诗歌来提醒那些以色列的人。
So these psalms were used to remind the Israelites.
说在我们其实还没有帝国，没有皇帝。什么都没有之前
that even before they had a kingdom or a king，
耶和华已经是我们的神了。
Jehovah was already their God。
希望他们在这个时候不用去怀疑神还跟是不是跟他们一起。
And they should be encouraged not to doubt whether God was with them。
我们先看看这首诗歌的开始的几节。
Let's look at the first few verses of the psalm。
那我们先念中文，跟着就是用英文来念。我们先念第一跟第二节。
So we will read the first two verses, first in Chinese, then in English。神人摩西的祈祷：主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所，诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未曾造成，从恒古到永远，你是神。A prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
那这一个诗篇一开始的时候， 是讲到诗人怎么去看神跟人的关系呢？
From the very beginning of this psalm, the psalmist wants to talk about the, wants to look at the relationship between God and man.
我们世世代代都是做我们的居所。
From generation to generation, he was with us.
就是一开始的时候，人跟神就有一个关系。
There was a relationship from the very beginning.
不单只这样，他还说到从恒古到永远。
Not only that, from begin from the forming of the earth to everlasting.
就是从一开始创世以前，神已经在哪里？
From the time of creation, or even from even before creation, God was there.
就是让那些人知道，提醒他们，我们现在这个问题，其实这是一个短暂的问题。
It's to remind the people the problems that they were facing is a short-term problem.
看到神的永恒。
To see God's eternity.
这令到我们可以把我们现在面对的烦恼，就是交给神。
So that they can submit and offer all their problems up to God.
因为这个神的无限比起我们的有限差别非常之大。
Because there's a world of difference between God's infinity and our finiteness.
那其实对现在来说，我们很适合去看这个诗篇。
Now it's a very appropriate psalm for us to look at this moment.
为什么呢？因为我听见有些人说，现在世界上面这么多事情在发生。
Why is that? Because we realize there are so many things going on in this world right now.
当然我们现在有这个流感啦。
Of course now we are dealing with the pandemic of COVID-19.
可是不单只这样子，我们整个看美国看世界都有很多事情在发生。
But that's not the only thing. If we look at the United States or the world, there are so many other things happening.
所以我就有一些朋友跟我说，哎，我每一天早上醒来第一件事就是要看手机，拿来看看到底又发生了什么样的新闻。
So I have some friends who tell me the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is to check my phone to see what other news has happened.
But 同样的，有很多朋友跟我说，我现在手机都不敢拿起来，早上起来就担心到底发生了什么事情。
But I also have friends who tell me I don't even want to pick up my phone now because I don't want to see what else has happened.
我们看见我们附近有很多的烦恼。
We see there are a lot of troubles around us.
因为有很多事情在发生。
Because of so many things happening in the world.
所以要是我们知道神比我们大很多。
So if we realize how much bigger God is than us.
我们就相信这个神是掌管一切的神。
Then we will understand that He is the God who is in charge of all things.
可是当然同样的，我们就看到神的无限的时候，我们也看到我们人自己的有限。
But as we realize, as we see God's infinity, limitlessness, that also helps us realize our finiteness.
当我们面对很多困难的时候，我们就要看到我们自己现实里面是有很多限制的。
When we encounter troubles and difficulties, we realize how limited we are in reality.
包括我们自己看到我们生命长短是有限的。
And that includes how limited, how short our life is.
那这个诗篇诗人继续就是讲到这一个有限，就是从第三节到第十节，这是第十一节，都是讲这一个有限。
So from verse 3,through verse 11, the psalmist talks about the finitude of our lives.
那这一个有限，第一个我们可以先看一看，就是由第三到第六节讲到这一个有限的真实。
So from verse 3 through verse 6, let's look at the finiteness of reality.
就是真正的我们很容易看到我们是为什么这么有限。
And how real this finiteness is.
那我们现在先看念一念，就是第三到第六节，也是先用中文念，跟着就是英文去念。
And now we will read from verse 3 to verse 6, first in Chinese, then in English. 你使人归于尘土，说你们世人要归回。在你看来，千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的 根。你叫他们如水冲去，他们如睡一觉，早晨他们如生长的草，早晨发芽生长，晚上割下枯干。You return man to dust and say, Return, O children of man, for a thousand years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night. You sweep them away as with a flood. They are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening it fades and withers.
让我们看到这里第一个讲到的就是我们人生的终点的问题。
First, it talks about the destination.
那我们这里就说到我们都是要归于尘土。
Here it talks about returning to dust.
那其实这一个是我们大家都很清楚知道的一个事情。
Of course, it's something that we all know.
就是我们每一个人都要面对死亡。
That each one of us will one day face death.
那在创世纪第三章第十九节里面，就是讲到这一个事情。
In Genesis chapter 3 verse 19 lays it out very clearly. For you are dust, and to dust you shall return.
说到你本是尘土，可是要归于尘土，这是一个真正的事情，我们大家都了解。
This is a fact, and we all understand it.
那除了这一个终点的问题之外，其实跟这还要讲到这些关于一个比例上面的问题了。
Not only is the finiteness having to do with destination, it also has to do with scale.
因为为什么呢？这是因为神从他的角度来看的事情，跟我们从我们有限的角度来看是非常之不一样的。
Because what God sees from His perspective is very different from what we see from our limited perspective.
这里来说就是说到好像对我们来说哇一千对我们来说呢就是一千年是一个很长的时间可是对神来说就是好像一天那样子
Because for us 1,000 years is a very long time But to God it's like one day
我想问一问大家大家有没有觉得这几个月是一个很长很长的时间
Now let me ask you, do you feel like the past few months have been a very, very long time?
我们大家都闭在家里。
We've been locked in at home.
很多想做的事情都不可以做。
A lot of things we wanted to do, we couldn't do.
现在好一点了，以前想去买菜都不知道怎么出去。
So now it's a little better. Before, we didn't even know how we would go do grocery shopping.
可现在我们还是担心有没有第二波的来临呢？
But even now, we worried about the second wave.
我们感觉非常之无助。
We feel very helpless.
我们就是看到，哇，这几个月非常非常之长，过了很长的一段时间。
We feel like it's been infinity, such a long time we've experienced.
可是对神来说，从他的角度来看，那就很不一样啦。
But from God's perspective, it's very different.
对神来说是日光之下无新事。
As far as God is concerned, there is nothing new under the sun.
在这个传道书里面，就是讲到这一个事情了。
Now Ecclesiastes talks about this.
第一章第九节里面，他们这样说。
In chapter 1, verse 9, it says,
已有的事后必再有，已行的事后必再行，日光之下并无新事。
What has been is what will be.And what has been done is what will be done. And there is nothing new under the sun.
对我们来说，这个流感，哇，我们怎么面对？哇，真是不知道如何去应付。
So to us, when we see this pandemic, we are struggling to figure out how to face it, how to handle it.
可是其实神看着人就说，你们日光之下无新事，每一件事都是重复又重复。
But from God's perspective, there is nothing new under the sun. The things have been happening over and over again.
当我们张开眼睛，我们去看一看的时候，发觉这其实是很真切的。
If we open our eyes to see, it is so true.
为什么呢？因为我这是找报纸，找到这一份报纸里面，这里面是一个1918年时候的那个美国的一个报纸。
So I found this newspaper from 1918. It's an American newspaper.
这是讲到那个西班牙流感那个时候的事情。
And it was during the time of the Spanish flu.
那你看一看，其实这里我们看到这个护士戴着一个口罩。
So you look at this picture of a nurse wearing a mask.
那其实它里面讲到有什么预防流感的步骤。
So and all the procedures one should take to prevent infection.
其实你看看里面讲的，跟我们现在一百多年之后做的完全一样。
So comparing what they were talking about back then, things to do, and what we're seeing now, they're exactly the same.
还是尽量要留在家里啦。
Staying home as much as you can.
要保持一个距离啦。
Keep a safe social distance.
戴口罩啦。
Wearing a mask.
而且你看看，好像近来美国也有很多种族问题的发生。
And also now, these days, there's been a lot of racial tension on the surface in the U.S.
可是这个也是从很久很久以前一直都有发生的事情。
But actually, in human history, there have been the same things happening many times.
我们看到中东的国家，就是甚至圣经里面也讲到很多关于这些种族问题的发生。
We see that happen in the Middle East and many other parts of the world.
所以我们觉得哇，这一个很长的一段时间对神来说就是只是很短，因为神是觉得神是看到每一件事情都是重复又重复的。
So when we see what we feel to be a very very long time with crazy things happening in God's perspective, it's a very short time with the same things that have happened before.
那神说千年如一日。
So to God, 1,000 years are but a day to Him.
那一日是一个怎么样的一日呢？
But what is that one day to Him?
我们就是看到这一个一日里面，这个是摩西用了两个图画来讲这一日。
So Moses uses two images to describe this one day.
第一个呢，就是讲到早晨，他们与生长的草，早晨发芽生长，晚上就割下枯干。
So first,talks about the daytime, that the grass flourishes in the morning and withers in the evening.
就讲到生命的短暂，就是早上还发展得很好，到下我其实下午就晚上就开始枯干了。
So it talks about how short it seems that a grass that flourishes in the morning starts to wither even in the afternoon.
跟着呢，这里还讲到关于晚上，就是。第五节里面讲到，就是这一个夜间的一更。
And so in verse 5, it also talks about what happens in the nighttime.
就想到我们就发梦了。
So at night we sleep and dream.
是我们大家都会说人生如梦。
So we sometimes describe our life as a dream.
就看到我们生命的短暂。
And alludes to how short our lives are.
对我们来说，我们可能觉得很长很长，对神来说，只是很短暂的一个时间。
So even though it feels really long to us, but to God it's very short.
所以我们看到我们的有限是真正的有限。
So we can see the finiteness, the limitations are real.
那诗人跟着就去讲到有限的前恩了。
So now Moses talks about the cause of our finiteness.
所以我们现在就一起念第七节到第九节。
Let's read together verse 7 through verse 9. 我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊惶。你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。 For we are brought to an end by your anger, by your wrath we are dismayed. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. For all our days pass away under your wrath. We bring our years to an endLike a sigh.
这里讲到隐恶摆在你面光之中。
Here it talks about our secret sins in the light of His presence.
很多时候我们以为自己我们做的事是我们不给人知道的话，就没有人知道。
So a lot of times we think if we don't tell people what we've done, then nobody knows.
这里是让我们知道，我们躲不起来的，在神的面前，他什么都知道。
Here it tells us there is no hiding from God. He knows everything that we've done.
我们每一个罪，神都知道。
Every sin we have committed, He knows.
这里也说到，经过的日子都在你震怒。
It also says here, all our days pass away under your wrath.
就是我们每一个日子都是野神的震怒。
It means all the days of our lives, we incite God's wrath.
为什么呢？
Why?
就是表示我们每一天都犯罪啊。
It means we sin every day.
我们每一天都做不图神不喜悦的事情啊。
Every day we commit things that displease God.
而且我们不单只每一天都犯罪。
And not only do we do that every day.
很多时候我们都在犯同一个罪。
Many times we commit the same sins.
这个就是使到我们有限的原因，就是我们的罪令到我们会要去面对这一个死亡。
And that is the cause of our finiteness. It's because our sin causes us to have to face death.
第十到第十一节呢，跟着就是讲到有限的程度了。
So verse 10 and verse 11 talk about the extent of our finiteness.
那在我们先念一念第十跟第十一节。
Let's read the verses together. 我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，可到八十岁。但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？ The years of our lives are 70, or even by reason of strength 80, yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. Who considers the power of your anger and your wrath according to the fear of you?
我们的生命里面，我们就是看到在不同的地方看到我们的限度。
So even in our lives, we see in many areas we're limited.
好像这里就讲到生命的长短啦。
For example, here it talks about how finite the length of our lives is.
一生的年日可到七十岁。
So if our life maybe lasts till 70,
强壮可到八十岁。
If we're strong, maybe 80.
其实到现在，就是这个是很久以前写的一个诗篇，到现在这个数目还是很准确。
Even though this was written so long ago, even now, in our current times, this number is still pretty accurate.
我们全世界来说，平均的岁数是73岁。
The life expectancy, the average life expectancy in the world is 73.
中国的平均岁数是77岁。
The number in China is 77.
美国的平均岁数是79岁。
And the number for the US is 79.
到现在还是很准确。
Even now, it's still very accurate.
可是除了这一个生命的长短给我们看到我们有限的程度之外，
But not only is the length of our lives finite.
我们生命的意义也让我们看到这一个限制。
Even the meaning of our lives shows us how finite it can be.
这里是怎么样形容我们的生命呢？
How does it describe the meaning of our lives?
说到劳苦愁烦。
It says it's but toil and trouble.
转眼成空。
Pretty soon it's gone.
于飞而去。
And then it flies away.
我们有没有在做事的时候发觉一天又一天这样子的生活真的是非常之感觉到这个劳苦愁烦。
Do we feel that when we go to work day by day by day, it's all about toil and trouble?
那些时候回首一看，也看着是真的转眼成空。
And when we look back, it all felt empty and it was gone.
摩西他就知道这一个感受是怎么样的啦。
And Moses really understood this feeling.
他知道怎么样叫做使人归于尘土。
He understood what it meant about what it meant to turn back to dust.
因为创世纪是他自己写的。
Because he's the one who wrote Genesis.
除此之外，他也明白到罪对我们的影响。
He also is someone who understood the meaning, the impact of sin, to our lives.
因为他就是看到罪在犹太人当中，令到他们最后要在旷野流亡四十年。
It was because of the sin of the Israelites that they had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
也看到他自己，因为他自己犯的罪，到最后进不了应许之地。
And because of his own sin, he was prevented from entering the promised land.
那对一个带领一群犹太人在旷野走了四十年，听见他们不断的发牢骚的一个人来说
，So for someone who led a group of people wandering the desert for 40 years, hearing their complaints and gripes,
他真的感受到什么是劳苦愁烦。
He truly understood what it meant, what toil and trouble means.
也可以感受到生命的虚空。
And he truly understood the meaninglessness of it all.
可是不单只摩西有这个感觉。
But not only did Moses feel that way.
很多时候我们在我们的生命之中也是有这个感觉。
A lot of times we feel the same way in our lives.
好像美国这是一个是叫做中年危机的一个情况。
For example, we hear this term, midlife crisis.
是发生在很多45到55岁左右的中年人身上。
It happens to many people between the ages of 45 and 55.
因为到那个时候，他们看看自己的生命，就是发觉有一些以前带给他们很多欢乐的事情，他们后来都发觉没有什么意义。
During a crisis like that, many people feel that things that used to bring them happiness and joy no longer have meaning to them.
很多他们一直很享受的活动，现在都发觉非常之闷。
A lot of activities they used to enjoy doing, now they find them boring.
而且他们也感受到自己身体因为年纪的关系慢慢的退化。
They also experience the deterioration of their physical bodies.
那为什么叫这是一个危机呢？
And why is it called a crisis?
因为这一个感受令到他们非常之忧郁。
Because this feeling makes them very depressed.
也有很多的焦虑对着前面的生命。
They also filled with anxiety about the future.
也对自己过往做的很多决定就觉得浪费了时间。
And also remorse about the past, about the things that they've done or time that's been wasted.
我想摩西这里的形容的东西，很多时候我们都可能感受得到。
So I think what Moses describes here, we actually feel ourselves.
感受到我们自己的有限。
We feel our finiteness.
可是摩西从这里开始，第十二节开始，就改变从另外一个角度去看了。
And yet, from verse 12, Moses changes his perspective.
就是看这个有限怎么样帮助我们去活我们现在的生命。
To see how this finiteness can help us live in the moment.
我们现在一起看一看第十二节。
Let's look at verse 12 together.
这里先说到，求你指教我们怎么样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
Here it says, So teach us to number our days.That we may get a heart of wisdom.
数算自己的日子。
Number our days.
在现在这个时候，我们真的可以数算自己的日子的。
We can actually number our days now.
因为真的根据现在很多的不同的资料，就是要是除非有很多的你受了意外啊，也许好像现在这个流感的来临，不然的话，我们知道大概我们平均每一个人可以活到什么岁数。
Because based on a lot of information that we have, not considering accidents or sudden diseases, we can actually pretty accurately predict how long we will live.
有一个网站就是帮助人去知道你自己的岁数是可以活到多久的。
There is a website that actually helps people figure out how long they will live.
你进去把你的年纪啊，跟着你的身体状况一些资料给他们。
You go to the website and you enter your age, your health condition, information and conditions.
他们就把那个你大概会活到什么的岁数就给你。
And it will calculate and give you back a number is how long you will live to.
有一个人就是拿到这一个岁数。
So there was this one guy who got this number.
可是他就觉得，让我问一问我的医生，说这个准不准。
But he was skeptical, so he wanted to ask, confirm with his doctor.
他就跟他的医生说，我想知道，根据你知道我的身体状况，我大概可以活到几岁。
So he asked his own doctor, so based on my conditions and what you know about me, how long do you think I will live?
那个医生回给他的岁数，跟这一个网站给他，这是完全一样。
And the number that his doctor gave him is exactly the same as what he got from the website.
那他就知道，这个真的是可能我可以活到的岁数。
And then he realized that's actually there's a high, very good chance that's how long he will live till.
刚开始的时候，他不知道怎么样去面对这一个情况。
At first, he didn't know how to face this information.
可是后来过了几天，他慢慢想清楚了。
But after a few days, things clarified themselves in his mind.
他就慢慢地开始把很多他以前想做的计划，现在一步一步地拿出来去实行了。
He started to think about a lot of things that he had wanted to do but never did, and put them in the planning so he could do them now.
他后来就说，其实我知道在我的生命之中，因为我的年纪的问题，我已经过的日子比我将来还有的日子一定多。
He says, I actually know the number of days I have lived are more, is more than the number of days I will live.
可是当我现在知道这一个我可以活到大概多久的时候，
But now that I know how much longer I have,
我感觉我真的在活了。
I feel that I'm truly living.
真的在怎么样去安排自己的生活。
I am truly planning my life in a meaningful way.
可是其实我们很多人都明白这一个心态。
But many of us know that already.
因为现在是七月啦，我们已经有很多高中生跟大学生毕业。
For example, now we're in July. Many college students and high school students have just recently graduated.
所以我说有机会跟他们谈一谈，说要是你要怎么样去跟那些还留在中学跟大学的学生教导他们的话，你有什么话要留给他们？
So I asked some of them, do you have any advice for those who are still in high school or still in college?
他们都说你们要好好的享受你这一个阶段。
They all say, enjoy, take advantage of what you have now.
因为你下一个阶段一定比这个阶段辛苦。
Because the next stage of your life will definitely be more difficult.
那其实不单只是高中生跟大学毕业生啊。
So it applies not only to high school graduates and college graduates.
这一个循环是一直不断地向前走的。
This cycle keeps moving forward.
好像那些刚刚出来做事的大学毕业生，当他们去问一些刚刚结婚的人的时候，他们就也是给他们一个同样的提议。
For example, for if you ask some new college graduates who just started working, and if they get advice from people who have just gotten married, the newly married people would have a similar advice to them.
就是说你们要好好珍惜你们还没有结婚，因为结婚而带给你们的很多的限制。
The newly married people would say, well, take advantage of what you have now because there will be new limitations once you get married.
那你大家都应该一定会明白，就是到一些刚刚结了婚有小孩子的父母，他们怎么样去跟那些刚刚结婚的夫妻讲呢？
And what do you expect?New young parents would advise the newly married people.
你要好好珍惜你现在这一个自由自在的生活啊。
Take advantage and enjoy your freedom right now.
那到那些家长看见他们反叛期的青少年的时候，他们怎么样去对那些刚出生的小孩的父母讲呢？
And what about the parents of rebellious teenagers, what would they tell the parents, the new parents with babies in their arms?
当然就是跟他们说，你们要好好珍惜你们现在的自由啊。
Treasure your current freedom right now.
这样一步一步的，可是每一个步都是我们到那个地方之后就说，之前你应该要好好珍惜你们的时间。
So it's always like this. Once we get to the next stage, we look back and we realize people should treasure their time, at the moment.
那为什么要等到那个时候回首一看再这样子讲呢？
So why do we have to wait till we look back?
为什么现在我们就不这样子做呢？
Why can't we do this, do that right now?
直到我们生命之中没有这一些遗憾。
So that we don't have these regrets.
这个就是摩西的这里讲到数算我们自己的日子的意思。
So that's the meaning of numbering our days by Moses.
可是这个数算自己日子这一个教导，不论对基督徒还是非基督徒都非常是合用的。
This teaching of numbering our days is useful to Christians and non-Christians alike.
可是从第十三节开始就有另外一个改变了。
And yet, from verse 13 on, there's another change.
这个改变就是要是你认识神的话，你应该对生命有一个怎么样的看法。
So this change is about how, when someone knows God, how that person should view his life.
第十三节说到，耶和华，我们要等到几时呢？求你转回，为你的仆人后悔。
Verse 13 says, Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants.
这里，摩西就把神带进这一个话题里面了。
Here, Moses brings God into the picture.
这里讲到耶和华。
Here it mentions Lord Jehovah.
第一节的时候，他是说到主啊。
Verse 1 calls him Adonai.
主啊，其实那个是比较普及的一个对神的称呼。
Oh Lord Adonai, it's a very general term about God.
可是耶和华就不一样啦。
But Yahweh, Jehovah, it's a different way of calling God.
这个是神在出埃及记第三章时候，当摩西问他的名字是什么的时候，神给他的答案。
This is a name from Exodus 3, when Moses asked God for his name, and that's the answer that God gave him.
耶和华这一个名字就是从哪一个答案里面出来的。
The name Yahweh came from the answer that God gave to Moses.
这个是跟摩西很有一个人神跟他之中一个关系的一个称呼。
This is a name based on an intimate relationship between Moses and God.
所以这里不再是一个很普通的神跟人的关系。
So it's not just a general relationship between God and human race.
而是一个很个人是亲密的关系。
But it's a very personal relationship with God.
而且这里也用了一个转回这一个词。
Another term used here is return.
大家认识摩西的故事的时候，就知道摩西是真的有几次叫神转回的经历。
If you know the story of Moses, multiple times he asked God to return.
在出埃及记第三十二章跟民数记第十四章里面
，In Exodus 32, in Numbers 14,
这是都讲到神摩西怎么样去要求神从他的愤怒之中回转过来。
Moses asked God to turn from his anger.
所以摩西这里写到要神回转，是因为他认识神的恩慈。
So when Moses asked God to turn or return, he's pleading to his mercy.
而这一个回转这一个字在原本那个希伯来文里面是跟第三节里面用的是同一个字。
And the word return in the original Hebrew is the same Hebrew word used in verse 3.
第三节怎么说？第三节说，你使人归于尘土，就你们世人要归回。
Verse 3 says, You return man to dust and say, Return, O children of man.
这个归于归回
The return
跟第十三节那个转回是同一个字
It's the same word as turn.
所以我们要想一想摩西这里是跟神说我们不要这转回变成尘土
So Moses is saying not only don't just turn us or return us to dust
而是神你要转回来到我们的生命之中
But we want you God to turn back into our lives
因为神的恩慈的缘故神转回来到我们生命之中就把我们生命的本质意义改变了
BecauseFor a merciful and gracious God to turn to us, then it will totally change the meaning and the essence of our lives.
因为这一个改变的缘故
Because of that change,
我们的生命就不一样了
The life will look totally different.
第十四到第十六节就是讲到我们的生命就有喜乐
Verses 14 through 16explain that there will be gladness.
我们一起来念。
Let us read them together. 求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。愿你的作为向你仆人显现，愿你的荣耀向他们子孙显明。Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, and for as many years as we have seen evil. Let your work be shown to your servants, and your glorious power to their children.
这里喜乐出现了两次。
The word...Gladness or glad appears twice.
我们为什么要喜乐呢
Why should we be glad?
第一，我们看到的喜乐的原因是因为神的慈爱。
First, we are glad because of God's love.
这个慈爱这一个词是不单只是说神爱我们。
This word love is not just about God loving us.
而是因为我们这个神跟我们立了一个约里面所说到神一定要爱我们
It's also because of a covenant that God has made with us that stipulates that he will love us
是一个承诺神会爱我们
It's a promise to love us
不单只是看到这一个慈爱跟着我们看到神的荣耀
In addition to love, we also see God's glory.
因为我们在我们四周围看到神的作为。
Because as we see God's work around us.
从他创造世界。
From creation.
到他在我们生命之中的工作。
To what he's done in our lives.
我们看到他的全能，看到他的荣耀。
We see his power and his glory.
有些时候我们看弟兄姊妹之中的见证分享。
Sometimes when we hear testimonies from brothers and sisters,
也看到神的荣耀跟全能
we really see God's glory and power.
跟着我们喜乐，另外一个原因是因为我们生命有希望了。
One more reason to be filled with gladness is there is hope in our lives.
因为这里说到关于早晨。
So here it talks about morning.
这里说求你使我们早早饱得你的慈爱
It says satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love
这里是说到不单只是说早早饱得你的慈爱其实对那个翻译来说是我们从早上一开始就可以得到你的慈爱的意思
And so it's not just being filled with his loveBut we start the day in the morning with His love.
跟着这一个慈爱，怎么样一直到我们一生一世的跟从我们。
And this love will follow us through our lives.
这一个跟摩西在这个诗篇早一点说到的这个早晨就很不一样啦。
So this morning is actually very, it's a little different from earlier when he mentions morning.
记不记得他开始的时候他是怎么说的？
Do you remember in verse 6 when morning was mentioned?
他说早晨发芽生长，晚上割下枯干。
It says, in the morning it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening it fades and withers.
哪一个早晨是到最后就要去死亡的？
Every morning ends in the evening in death.
可是我们这一个早晨是怎么样啊？是去尝神的慈爱，到我们一生一世欢哭喜乐。
But this morning in verse 14 talks about tasting God's love, being filled with God's love, so that our lives we can rejoice.
所以我们的生命前面有很多的希望。
So we have a lot of hope in front of us.
有些时候我们觉得我们的生命过了那么久，我们有很多的失望，到今生都不可能得到满足。
So sometimes we feel that in our lives we have a lot of disappointments that we cannot be satisfied.
可是大家记不记得摩西在新约里面出现过一次？
But do you remember in the New Testament Moses appears?
大家记不记得是在什么地方？
Do you remember where he appears?
他就是跟耶稣跟以利亚一起。
He appears with Jesus and Elijah.
大家还记不记得我刚才讲过摩西的生命之中有一个很大的失望？
Do you remember a major disappointment Moses had in his life?
就是他进不了，他在他有生之年进不了应许之地。
That he was not allowed to enter the promised land.
可是在新约里面我们看到摩西他是在哪里跟耶稣跟以利亚一起的？
But where does Moses appear with Jesus and Elijah?
就是在那个应许之地里面啊。
In the promised land.
摩西他生命最大的失望到最后是得到满足。
The biggest disappointment in Moses' life, God satisfied it in the end.
喜乐。
Gladness.
我们的生命是应该充满喜乐。
Our lives should be filled with gladness.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们的神的慈爱，我们的神的荣耀，带给了我们的生命一定有很多的希望。
Because God's love and God's glory will give us the hope that we need.
不单只这样子，我们的生命跟着也有意义了。
Not only that, our lives now have meaning.
第十七节里面，我们看到摩西写出这一个生命的意义，我们一起念第十七节。
So verse 17 describes this meaning. 愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上，愿你坚立我们手所做的工，我们手所做的工，愿你坚立。Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands upon us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
工作不再只是劳苦愁烦。
Work is no longer just toil and trouble.
这里是说到神要建立我们手所做的工。
Here it says, God will establish the work of our hands.
我们的工作不再是没意义。
Our work is no longer meaningless.
我们的工作是去服侍我们四周围的人。
Our work is to serve those around us.
我们不单只是去哪里去把福音传给我们的同事。
Not only do we share the good news, share the gospel with our coworkers.
我们每一个人的工作都是帮助我们去管理神给我们管理的这一个世界。
The work for each one of us is to manage this world that God has given us.
我们大家都要抱着这一个心态，去在我们的工作之中来到荣耀神。
With this attitude, we are to glorify God in our work.
那这里讲到数算我们自己的日子。
So here again, it talks about numbering our days.
那我记得我自己呢，我有一段时间呢，我是每一天都在数算日子的。
I actually remember clearly one period in my life when I numbered my days.
可是什么时候呢
？And when was that?
那个是我订了婚，快要结婚的时候。
That was when I was engaged and almost getting close to our wedding date.
我的同事现在有些时候还在取笑我。
My colleagues from that time still sometimes tease me.
因为我每一天进办公室里面，我就说还有175天我就要结婚了。
So every day when I went into the office, I would say 175 days till my wedding.
过几天就说165天就要结婚了。
And then a few days later, I would say 165 days till my wedding.
你要是他们，你觉得我烦不烦
？If you were one of them, would you feel that I was annoying?
我现在都觉得我自己很烦。
Thinking back, I think I was very annoying.
可是我想到那个时候就在想，我那个时候为什么会那样子做呢
？But why did I do that?
为什么我要想数算我的日子呢
？What would make me want to number my days like that?
因为我非常之喜乐啊。
Because I was so glad.
而且不单只是那样子，我每一天都在准备我自己去结婚。哪一天
Not only I was glad, every day I was preparing myself for the day I would get married.
因为记不记得刚才说，这一个数算自己的日子，对基督徒跟非基督徒都很适合。
Remember, I said the concept of numbering your days is useful to both Christians and non-Christians.
可是我们数算的原因就很不一样了。
But the reason we number our days, is very different as Christians.
对非基督徒来说，数算你的日子，为什么呢？因为你知道有限制，终有一天你就什么都没有了。
For a non-Christian, you will number your days because you know that limits the length of your life. At one point, it will all be gone.
对基督徒来说，我们要数算自己的日子，为什么？因为我们要准备自己，到哪一天我们回去见神的时候。
But for Christians, we number our days because we need to prepare ourselves for the day when we see God face to face.
正如我数算我的日子，准备我结婚。
Like I was numbering my days in preparation of the wedding.
我们基督徒也是要数算我们的日子。因为我们是基督的心腹。
Just like we ought to number our days because we are the bride of Christ.
总有一天，基督跟教会会有一个婚礼。
There will be that day when there will be a wedding between Christ and his bride, the church.
摩西在这里让我们看到我们生命的有限。
So Moses helps us see the finiteness of our lives.
那个生命的有限，希望可以让我们看到我们怎么样活在神的无限之中，去把我们的生命活出来。
So knowing that finiteness will help us understand God's infinity and thereby helping us to live our lives.
我们短书的生命是让我们准备哪一天我们可以与神一起。
So the limit to our lives helps us look forward to the day when we will be united with God.
我们现在的生命有一个喜乐，因为神现在跟我们在一起。
And there is gladness in our lives because there is love. There is God who gives His love to us at the moment.
那我们现在的工作也有它的意义，因为我们是可以执着这一个工作去帮助神管理这一个世界。
And there is meaning to our lives because we can, in our work, we are being used by God to manage the world entrusted to us.
让我们的生命充满意义。
So let our lives be filled with meaning.
充满喜乐。
Filled with gladness.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
我们的主，我们的神。
Our Lord, our God.
我们谦卑地来到你的面前。
We humbly come before you.
求主你帮助我们去看到我们的生命。
We ask that you will help us see our lives.
如何给神你使用。
How our lives can be used by you.
当我们面对困难的时候，也让神你的喜乐充满我们。
Even when we encounter difficulties, Lord, we pray that your joy will fill our hearts.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.